The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast.
Yep, 8:22. I'm joined with two Davids today, David Ginelaar and David Stevens. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
This is a treat for the female listeners this morning, isn't
it? Oh, two superstars. Hello, here we go. Dave, last night, oh dear, the second goal was a killer for any bets over the two legs.
Well, I've got to say, it's a good night for the punters, Al. I mean, you were very sweet on PSG yesterday morning. They absolutely steamrolled Leverkusen, and Barcelona were popular. They were backed as well. So good night for the punters. But just in terms of that City match, I mean, it didn't look good after 5-10 minutes. City were just chasing shadows and they got into it a little bit. And you could say that the penalty was dubious. Yeah. But there's no question the better team won.
Yeah.
And I spoke to the odds compilers with a couple of minutes to go when it was 1-0 and said, look, what price City now to turn this around and qualify? And they were 5-1.
But you know,
what happened? 30 seconds later, they get the second, 20-1 now to qualify. Whoa. Out. It just shows you the difference that second goal has made as far as we're concerned. It's an uphill task and then some. Of course, they're not out of it. Aguero might be back for the second leg, but realistically, they've got to go there, win 3-1? Looks really, really tough.
What was, Dave, the double? And listen, I'm not jumping ahead of myself here. What was the double Barca and Bayern Munich yesterday with Coral?
Yeah, that was around the 7-2 mark. And that, as I say, the double last night, PSG and Barca was popular. The double again tonight. It's incredible. I mean, we'll come on to the Arsenal match, but Arsenal were a huge price tonight at home. City were slight underdogs yesterday, and it just shows how much we love the Premier League. It's exciting, it's thrilling, but there looked to be a golfing class like last night between Barca and City, and that would worry you if you're a City fan.
The other game tonight, AC Milan Atletico. Now, here's an interesting one. Atletico level in points with Barca and Real Madrid. Do you make them favourites to beat AC Milan?
Yeah, Atletico strong favourites, Al, away from home, 11-10. AC Milan almost 3-1 shots. Again, the home side underdogs for this. Atletico odds on to qualify. So again, it just shows you, is the upper hand with Spanish football at the moment? Well, this debate will rage, but certainly Atletico strongly fancied to join Barcelona in the last eight.
Now, let's hear from former Bayern Munich City and Newcastle midfielder Didi Hamann speaking to TalkSport about Arsenal's chances tonight.
You know, I think after the Liverpool game, they start believing again because there was a huge game for them in a cup tie, a knockout tie, to beat Liverpool. They got a bit lucky, but I think they showed great mentality in the game. And on top of that, Flamini coming back with Flamini. They've got a far better record than they have without him. And, you know, they won't be too bothered.
Didi Hamann there. How do we bet tonight, Dave? This is a hard one.
Arsenal fans, listen. Don't listen now. They're 4-1 outsiders. Top price, 4-1 out. I cannot remember the last time Arsenal would have been that price for a home game at the Emirates. Probably not even when they played Barcelona and the likes of United and Chelsea in their pomp. 8-11 Bayern Munich, odds on. I mean, let's face it, Bayern Munich, arguably the best team in the world, the best club side in the world. They did the domestic treble. They are 9-4 favourites to win this Champions League. Arsenal have just got to... When they played them Bayern Munich last year, they were 2-0 down before the blink of an eye and the tie was gone. They've got to hang in there, but they're 100-30 to qualify for the last day. It just was a nightmare draw for Arsene Wenger's side. It's going to be tough. We know that after last night, City, you know, we do need a good result for the Premier League.
What about Paris Saint-Germain, David's old club? What about them to...
Can't wait.
What about them to win it? And what about Ibrahimovic to finish top scorer?
Yeah, I mean, it seems a crazy thing to say, but they're almost still a little bit under the radar, PSG. They're 11-1 shots to win it from 14-1. But that man Ibrahimovic now, what's he got? 10 goals for the season in the Champions League. He's 6-4 favourite to be... second favourite to be top scorer. Ronaldo, even money favourite. David, I mean, we as bookmakers are perhaps still not regarding PSG highly enough. I presume you believe they can go all the way?
I said it a few months ago. Actually, from the start of the season, when they started playing this competition, I said, you have to count on Paris. And I think it's relevant to put some money on Paris right now.
Oh, yeah? And what about the double where Ibrahimovic to be top scorer? Can he overhaul Messi? Ronaldo?
If he carry on like that, I think he's no doubt he's going to be right there with Ronaldo and Messi and all that.
Dave, give us a quickie. Two things. Tonight, there's a cracking derby, isn't there? Leicester against Forest. Forest pushing and pushing Leicester home and dry, as far as I'm concerned, and they need a couple of odds in the curling as well.
Yeah, I mean, Leicester 5-1 on for the Championship. I was surprised just how short they were. They're slight favourites tonight to win that one. Forest 9-5. Forest also, of course, in the promotion hunt, 2-1 for promotion. But curling, I know you're going to teach David all about the joys of curling. England's men take on who they take on Sweden today. They're 5-4 shots, and our ladies are in action. They're underdogs against Canada. David, your knowledge of curling, I expect by the end of the day, Alan will have you playing for France in the next Winter Olympics.
Listen, I actually know a lot about curling. You know, I've been watching. I was watching England, the ladies beating the Russian. I watched the entire game, and the final leg was. Brilliant. I love it. Well, you know, it's not so much fun in terms of the atmosphere and in you know, the crowd and things like that, but it's very intriguing.
Intriguing. When he was a young man in the south of France, he'd say to his young blonde,
there's no ice there.
Are you curling your hair tonight, mon chéri? That's the only thing he knows about curling. Bulls. We'll have a game of bulls in Monaco.
If you want.
Dave Moore from Dave Stevens and Coral tomorrow. Thank you, David.
The Coral Daily Download on Talk Sport with Coral. Your best bet for breakfast. The Alan Brazil Sport.